Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back at it as we get into the 7 o'clock hour here on KMOX. It is a Gray Bar Sports Open Line later on this hour. I hope you're with us. We've got one guest scheduled for this hour as we are going to be talking about the Illinois-Michigan game with Doug Bouchon. He's the editor and the publisher of the Illinois rival site Orange and Blue News. So Doug is going to join us coming up in about a half hour or so right here on KMOX. This next topic is actually a topic that sometimes... I know my job, literally my job, is to talk and explain things and to for you to understand where I am coming from on various things. This is actually one of those topics where I struggle to really use words to fully explain my true belief. And it comes to the state of college athletics. And it was once again, a spotlight was really placed upon it when we found out that Virginia men's basketball coach Tony Bennett had made the decision to retire. And he, in the world of college basketball, he's a relatively young guy. He is somebody who's had a lot of success with that program, obviously winning a national title. Now, to be fair, it's been a few years since they've won a NCAA tournament game. They're a team that I believe they were the preseason number 5 team in the ACC this year. So they have fallen off a bit here since winning that national title. But Tony Bennett's a good coach. Tony Bennett is, I think, somebody who's great for 18 to 22-year-old men to be led by as they are still continuing to grow up. And he spoke today, did a press conference explaining his retirement. He talked about the, quote, current environment of college sports. A couple quotes from him. He said, "The hardest thing to say is when I looked at myself and realized I'm no longer the best coach to lead this program in the current environment. If you're going to do it, you got to be all in. If you do it half-hearted, it's not fair to the university and those young men. So in looking at it, that's what made me step down." Speaking specifically about the transfer portal and name, image, likeness, he said, "I think it's right for student athletes to receive revenue. Please don't mistake me. The game in college athletics is not in a healthy spot. It's not. And there needs to be change. And it's not going to go back. I think I was equipped to do the job here the old way. That's who I am. It's going to be closer to a professional model. There's got to be collective bargaining. There has to be restriction on the salary pool. There has to be transfer regulation restrictions. There has to be some limits on agent involvement to these young guys. And I worry a lot about the mental health of the student athletes as all this stuff comes down." Unquote. All right. So the first thing that I want to get out of the way when discussing this is I am a proponent of name, image, likeness, and I am a proponent of college athletes making money. I've never, ever, ever, ever thought it was fair that these college programs were bringing in millions and millions of dollars, that coaches were being paid millions and millions of dollars, and I'm not trying to be completely dismissive of the value of a scholarship because there is value in that. But that value of a scholarship certainly was not the value that a young college athlete playing men's college basketball, football, in some places women's college basketball, in some places baseball, that it did not match the value that they were bringing to the university. So I'm glad these kids are getting paid. It's fair. What I'm not glad about is the state of college athletics as a result of it. And when speaking specifically about Tony Bennett, you know what? He was part of the machine that made this happen. He was somebody who's been paid very, very highly and was able to reap the benefits of the way the system was. So there's some blood on his hands as much as there is other coaches, other conference commissioners, the NCAA, the head of the NCAA, who for years was Mark Emmert, and he just stuck his head in the sand and let things go and never had any compromise and never allowed for anything to progress. And unfortunately, And I only say unfortunately because of the actual impact on 18 to 22-year-old kids. I don't say unfortunately because of the product. Because let's be clear. The college athletics product right now, college football is as good as it's ever been. College basketball is as good as it's ever been. It is fantastic. And in some ways, the transfer portal allows teams to... It's not just the top teams that are good. If you're a really good player who's not getting an opportunity at a top-level program, you can go somewhere else and help them win right away. So I guess at the end of the day, what I'm complaining about isn't actually impacting the game on the field, the game on the court, and I get that. But I would argue that the situation with the UNLV quarterback who left the program after three games because he wasn't getting his NIL money, I don't think that's good for college athletics. I just don't. Now, I don't blame him actually personally. If he went to UNLV and an assistant coach promised him a certain amount of money and then they didn't follow through with it, like I don't blame the kid for walking out, but I would argue that it's not good for college athletics when you have those type of situations playing out. And part of the reason that type of situation was able to play out was because of the unregulated nature of name, image, likeness and the way that this money is coming from all over the places. It can be coming through an NIL collective. It can be coming through, you know, business-to-business direct type situations. It can be coming from anywhere. We're the wild, wild west right now of college athletes being paid. But the NCAA is responsible. In all parties involved, NCAA going down to conference commissioners, going down to coaches, going down to athletic directors, everybody. So for this conversation, every time I reference NCAA from here on out, just know that they talking about every power broker that has existed in college athletics, from coaches to administrators to commissioners, everybody. That's who I'm talking about. I'm talking about everybody when I talk about the NCAA in terms of this conversation that we're having right now, just to make things go a little bit easier. When they sit there and it is very clear that the winds of change are coming to college athletics, that kids do want to get paid and they probably have a legal standing for it, when all this stuff is coming down the pike and the NCAA, instead of starting to have conversations with student athletes and starting to talk internally about what they can do to make things more fair and equitable, they instead just fight off everything as much as they can, or they just ignore what's going on. And what happens? These things go to court. Court case after court case after court case after court case, the NCAA loses. So now we're living in a world where the college athletics atmosphere is being governed by lawsuits and cases that were lost by the NCAA. And you've lost the opportunity to regulate anything. And that's where we come out to it being the wild, wild west. Every single time the NCAA tries to put a rule in place, well, the student athletes have won every step of the way. So they're just going to challenge it. NCAA wants to tell you that you can only transfer once. We'll challenge that. NCAA tries to tell you that there's certain money that you can't be bringing in through NIL. We'll challenge that. Like, just challenge everything, and they keep winning. And here we are, where Tony Bennett, I think the world of Tony Bennett, by the way. I think he is a great coach. I think these 18 to 22-year-old young men who have come through the program have been set up to be better young men. I'm a big believer in coaches can have as much impact as almost anybody outside of parents, and sometimes more impact than parents, depending on the family situation you're coming from. I'm a big believer that coaches are the individuals that help get these kids on the right track and help with character development and all of those things. And because the NCAA, and again, Tony Bennett was part of this. He was part of it. So this is where I struggle to talk through this, because some of the blame comes back to him because he was part of the machine that made all this happen. But we're now living in this world of college athletics, and he's not the only one. He is not the only one where individuals, men and women, are stepping away from college athletics because they don't have the stomach for what it has turned into. And I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong on things before. I'll be wrong on things again. I feel like if you go back 10, 15, 20 years, if the NCAA would have been more thoughtful, would have been more open-minded, would have been okay creating a situation where kids can make money, where they can have a piece of the pie that's coming in, if they would have just gotten out in front of this, where not every single rule and regulation that they have in place needs to be challenged in court where the NCAA loses, I feel like if they would have done that, we would be in a different spot right now. But there they were, taking in millions and millions and millions of dollars. Everybody was just lining their pockets with money at the cost of these kids not getting to see a thing outside of some gear and a scholarship. And now we're here. So Tony Bennett and company did it to themselves. But it stinks. It stinks. And not a lot of people talk about 18 to 22-year-old student-athletes as being kids because now they're making money. Some of these kids are making millions of dollars. Certainly a lot of these kids are making hundreds of thousands of dollars. They are now essentially employees. Even if the money is coming through a collective, they are getting paid to be part of the team. But I know who I was when I was 18 to 22 years old. Lord knows I wasn't ready to handle $100,000, and I probably had as good of a head on me as any 18 to 22 year old. Like they're still kids. Even if they're making big money, they're still kids, and we need to have leaders in place that can help indeed lead them. And Tony Bennett's not the first, and he's not going to be the last to walk out of college athletics. It's a very complicated situation to try to find blame because I feel bad for Tony Bennett that he's walking away because I think he's good for college basketball and good for the 18 to 22-year-olds that come through his program. But like I said, he's as much as responsible for how we got to this point as any other major power broker in the world of college athletics.